Trump gives Hungary one-year exemption from Russian energy sanctions. DNA pioneer James Watson dies at 97. Israel receives coffin. Hamas says contains body of Gaza hostage. Released Israeli hostage says he was sexually assaulted in Gaza captivity. British ex-soldier arrested over alleged murder of Kenyan woman in 2012. Kendrick Lamar and Lady Gaga lead 2026 Grammy nominations. They went and never came back. Honoring Kenya's forgotten World War soldiers, Serbia clears the way for controversial Trump-linked property plan. More than 50 people injured in blast at mosque in Jakarta school complex, Belgium, rushes to secure drone defenses after airport disruption, Elon Musk's $1 pay deal approved by Tesla shareholders. Ugandans welcome war crimes charges against LRA leader Joseph Kony and demand his arrest. EU forces free crew after Somali pirate attack on tanker Typhoon, which killed almost 200 in Philippines and Vietnam, weakens France. Advises citizens to leave Mali urgently amid jihadist fuel blockade. Four held after protester set off flares during Israeli orchestra concert in Paris, Sudan capital hit by drone attacks a day after RSF agrees to truce. Reports multiple people fall ill after package delivered to Air Force One base. China launches new aircraft carrier in naval race with the U.S. The battle over Gaza's future. Why no one can agree on the rebuild. How a Brazilian woman became the face of India vote fraud row. Our job is only killing. How Sudan's brutal militia carried out a massacre. Viktor Orban's dilemma. Russian oil or Trump's favor. Buoyed by election wins, Democrats still face tough choices to regain power. Miss Universe contestants stage walkout after organizer berates Miss Mexico. Watch. What New Yorkers want. Mamdani to do as mayor. Watch. Cars pile up on Philippine streets after typhoon. Smoke hangs over Louisville after deadly plane crash. Trump finalizes U.S. Gulf oil lease sale. Proposes Alaska sale in 2026. Crude recovers late in session on hopes over U.S.-Hungary meeting. U.S. drillers add oil and gas rigs for third time in 4 weeks, says Baker Hughes. U.S. urges Europe to stick to oil and gas, not renewables. Trump meets Hungary's Orban to discuss Russian oil economic cooperation. Hungary may get exemption from Russian oil sanctions. Trump says Serbian parliament supports Kushner's project despite opposition. USPA approves Fort Small refinery biofuel waivers. Brazil probes threat to COP30 host city's power grid after deadly Rio raid. China's October rare earth exports rise 9% from September. UPS grounds its MD-11 fleet after Louisville crash. NVIDIA CEO Huang sees strong demand for Blackwell chips. Metzer accepts Pfizer's $10 billion bid in ongoing M&A battle. Crew a fatal UPS cargo flight tried to control aircraft before. Crash, NTSB says. U.S. Justice Department probes meatpackers, Attorney General says. Amazon takes low-cost e-commerce service. Global Qcells furloughs 1,000 workers at U.S. solar factories due to stalled shipments. BlackRock to wind down fund that invested in failed car lender Tricolor. FT reports, U.S. warns it could force 20% flight cuts if shutdown continues. U.S. FCC chair to testify before Senate after Kimmel episode. Swiss economy minister has very constructive conversation with U.S. trade representative. U.S. consumer sentiment falls in November amid ongoing government shutdown. U.S. employment report will not be published again as government shutdown drags on. Michigan consumer sentiment index dips, underperforms expectations. DeepSeek researcher pessimistic about AI's impact in startup's first public appearance since success. World food prices fall for second consecutive month in October, UN's FAO says. Taiwan October exports log biggest growth in nearly 16 years on strong AI demand. U.S. Supreme Court lets Trump withhold $4 billion in food aid funding. For now, U.S. Senate rejects bill to restore federal worker pay, remains at odds over shutdown.